essence, our true presence, our true dominion, our true state of occurrence. So occurrence is who we are in our natural state. So while we're in this experience of tug of war with our ego, we are out of balance. We are out of alliance because we're either responding to our own ego occurrence, or we're being defeated, it seems, because we're responding to the outer realm, thinking that we're being attacked, thinking that we're attacked would be the greatest word. So what we're doing is coming into our own understanding of self, coming into our own provisions. In other words, we're not looking for another to respond to us. We're not looking to see, all right, did you buy my product? Did you say yes to my date proposal? We're not looking in the outer realm for acceptance, for retrieval, for derivatives. In other words, we're not looking to get. What we're doing is coinciding with our own gifting. So remember, imagine your column of light. What we're doing is making sure our halo is relevant. So in other words, making sure that column is steady, making sure we're coming into our own crease, into our own salvation. In other words, the Savior isn't outside of ourselves. It's our own essence. It's our own presence. So as we will graduate to our own homecoming, our own status, our own preference. Now, preference is really important. We're not trying to get from the world. We're not trying to get the world to agree with us. We're coming into our own provisions, our own agreement. Now, what will happen is as we spark the light within our own essence, we will draw on the curiosity of others. We will draw on the curiosity of passerbys, where they will see the difference, where they will feel that essence and they will be drawn. So it's not that you're trying to manipulate. What you're doing is coming into your own conclusion, your own provisions. So just imagine you've got this canopy, or you've got this halo, or you've got this column of light, or you've got this umbrella, and it's raining light. It's raining golden light, shimmering golden light that is bringing you your true provisions, that's bringing you into your holy matrimony. Holy matrimony means coming into alignment with our own higher self, our own higher provisions. So the divine feminine, the divine masculine, blending within our own excellence. With our own excellence. So what we do is when we get attracted to others, it's like, that's a piece of me that I've been looking for. And we're like, come over here. I gotta have that. So we're never gonna find the true satisfaction when we look for it from without. What we're doing is recognizing, the reason I find that curious, it's bringing back memory of my own wholeness. So whether you're looking to like a dating partner or your relationship or your current one, whether you're looking to a celebrity, like, wow, I just love that celebrity. So what you want to look at is why, what's the attractiveness? Because what you're remembering is your own coincided grace. You're remembering your own alliance. You're calling forth your own remembrance. So this is really about, I literally have the tree of life. This is coming where we have our own branches. And these branches, remember, they're standing up tall. They're standing up straight. We've got our roots. So we're getting rooted with the earth. And we've got our branches. So we're receiving our spiritual endowment. So this is really about coming into our own excellence, into our own capacity, into our own fulfillment. Now, it may be that you are incredibly successful in the linear, and yet it's like something's missing. It's like, yes, your own self. So this is like the great mystery of faith, where we're coming to our own conclusion that until we have that soul satisfaction, until we have that gifting of our own divine essence, we're going to be manipulated. We're going to be strangulated because we're we're coinciding with that teaching of suffering, where we have limitation and we have to do according to an outside coursework and outside provision. And so we're always responding to the outer, looking for our substance, looking for our consent, looking for our approval, looking for even like how to pay the rent. So what we're learning to do is to receive our own true understanding of self. And they're showing me like the infinity sign that is intersecting with our higher heart. So remember, we bring our own gifting. We bring our own conclusion, our own memory. That's what we're doing as light workers, is we are shining the light for others to find their way, because we came into this reality, we came into this exposure with accelerator presence. That was a given. Now, some of us have a bit of twists and turns going on because we're taking on so much of these energies and transmuting them ourselves that sometimes we get a little lost. Sometimes we forget who is the real us. So this is what we're doing now, is coming to our own true provisions, where we understand how to cleanse our own vessel, how to bring in our own establishment, remember that channel of light, how to bring in that light. And it's like, wait a minute, that's how we bring forth the healing that is due ourselves and due others. Because remember, we're not healing others without healing us. There's no separation. Likewise, as we heal ourselves, that's how we bring forth the healings to others. So this is about coming into balance in terms of our own acquaintance, and looking, when we keep looking for success in the outer, when we keep looking for provisions from the outer, that we want to switch that, just sort of flop it around and realize as we come into our own excellence, it's we turn the world upside down. In other words, we come with the harmonics, we come with the offering, we come with the grace, we come with the establishment. And lo and behold, from that placement, from that frequency, almost without even trying, we orchestrate our true provisions. So wherever you were getting stuck, like I really need to get more business, I really need better health, whatever it is, as we come into our own abundance, guess what? That frequency alignment shifts the old reality into our true reason, into our true vision. So sometimes when we get stuck and we think, you know, why am I being punished? It's not that at all. It's that you're being privileged. You're being privileged because remember, to solve it from the extension of the light brings forth a new tomorrow's. We're not just trying to fix it from the linear and it's like, okay, that'll do for now. We're going for the true wholeness. We're fixing it from that wholeness, from that perspective of true essence, of true wisdom, of true grace, of true alliance. Because then as we do that, guess what? Not just that one little problem was fixed. Because a linear, it's like, give me a wrench, I'll just fix this little thing. But the whole system is not working. So as we kind of fix the system, as we allow the light to coincide with our cellular structure and come to our own awareness, our own likeness, they're showing me the fulfillment of wishes. This is the 9. So this is the card of completion. So this is where it may seem like there's a pause in what you're trying to establish. And it's like, what am I doing wrong? This is so frustrating. Because you're not going to solve it by the ways of the world. If you're here to set the world on fire, if you're here to bring the world into higher truth, then the way you're going to solve your own riddle is by claiming that higher truth within. So as you will dream the possibilities, as you will open up in faith, as you will open up in your true remembrance. Now, when they said open up in faith, this is faith in yourself. This is faith in who you truly are. This is faith in the remembrance of your, God, we'll put words to that. So in other words, remembering that you're this like vision of light, you're this vision of love. You came in to demonstrate self-mastery. So this is what the faith is about. It's remembering your true placement. It's remembering your true sequencing. Now, that doesn't mean that you haven't been following your shadow around for a few years. It simply means you're starting to remember the origin of your soul. You're starting to remember that there's more to you than meets the physical eye. So as we will hold that faith, as we will hold that promise, as we will hold that dedication, because this is what we're learning. We're learning how to be dedicated to the light. We're learning how to be dedicated to love. We don't need to have the answers. What we're learning to do is follow the correct conclusion. Because as we will coincide with our gifting, as we will coincide with our long-lasting trust, trust of our own abundance, trust of our own self, trust of our own voyage, we are here to light up the world, and we're doing that bringing back the light to our own awareness, to our own consciousness, so to our own salvation. Because this is where we're extending ourselves in good faith. Now, we have masters, guardians of light, councils that are guiding us in this transmission, guiding us in everlasting grace. So in other words, it's this ongoing process as we decide to commit. So imagine having this gas station and you're driving around and your tank's like, it's at a quarter, it's getting even lower. Well, it's not going to fill up if you don't go visit the gas station. You're driving around wanting, hoping, praying is somehow going to fill up. It's going to fill up as you focus on the need to pull over. So the pulling over is coming back again and again and again and again until you start building up that momentum of consistency where you're returning to your higher heart, where you're returning to your higher provisions, where you're aligning with truth, where you're allowing yourself to be like in essence, like, I want to say even taken over, but those are weird words, but you just sort of blend, you merge. It's sort of like where you're the drop in the ocean, where you realize your true wealth, your true birthright, your true wholeness. In essence, that we are an extension of divinity. We're an extension of that light. So when we realize that, it's like osmosis. We just merge with this energy of light, of truth, of oneness. Now from there, all things are possible. All things are possible because we're operating out of that greater extension of self. Now that's how we're going to solve our riddles. That's how we're going to bring forth the metamorphosis of change. So the world's issues, they're not going to be solved by trying to follow the old world standards. And so we're just watching, you know, people trip over themselves trying to come up with solutions because they're working out of the old structure. Well, guess what? Like equals light. So have we been, simply because we have forgotten our ancient memory. So as we will draw on our own holiness, as we will, and holiness is very, very, very relevant. It's not just God, it's not just Moses, it's not just Jesus that has holiness. Our DNA, our cellular structure is imbibing, drinking. They're showing me like this big straw. We're drinking in our remember of holiness, and holiness means, again, that we are ready whole with our divinity, with our eternal grace. So there's no more need to suffer unless you still believe in suffering. So if we believe we're separate from this availability, well, that's suffering. So this is where we're dropping the past insertion and we're creating our new pathways. We're creating our new timelines. We're creating our new establishment. So the energies that are presenting are here to make things, to make all things possible. I wanted to say to make things possible, and they corrected me, all things. So it's not like help in one area, but the others, oh well, good luck. All things. And we bring this forward by remembering our placement. So it's almost like a nucleus in the center of a cell. Well, it's going to affect the entire cell. It's for us to recognize our divinity, our correct placement, our holy consent, our holy remembrance. Remember that column of light? So it should be filling with light now. It should be making all things possible now. Because as we coincide with that light, as we coincide with that true remembrance, from our higher heart, we will have the answer key to all sanctions, to all, they're saying reasons of treason. So remember, the treason is because we've aligned with the egoic trance. And so as we come into our true commodity, we wake up to our holy remembrance. So as we seal this activation, as we seal this offering, we stand up in commitment, we stand up in grace, we stand up and salute our true remembrance. So this is where it's like literally coming to aspire to your own greatness, your own servitude, serving the light within, serving your own divinity. So if you're serving your divinity, that means all of that prejudice that you've been holding against self, well, both can't be true. Both can't be true. So you see, we're releasing the lack, we're releasing the hysteria, we're releasing the belief in separation consciousness and moving into unity consciousness. So as we claim our wholeness, as we come into light, we claim that for all, no separation. So as we, they're saying like, offer ourselves our true provision. So our words, my words used to be pray as we pray, but we're praying to our higher altar. We're not praying to something outside of ourselves. This is very, very essential. We're praying to our own recognition, our own establishment. So you may imagine an altar in your higher heart. You may imagine a flame. You may have an imagery of your own higher self. But again, we're choosing to come home. We're choosing to remember. We're choosing to align. So as we will receive this, we offer this to all outstanding pleasures. In other words, pleasure is part of our divine path. We don't have to suffer in order to gain the kingdom. All divine pleasures, as we open up to our excitement, as we open up to our pleasure, as we open up to our own outstanding value, open up to our own outstanding value, recognizing our value. Not what the world has to say. What we're coming to understand is our own value. Let us come together in prayer. Reminding us to let ourselves out of separation. So it's like quarantine from our own holy remembrance. To allow ourselves true provisions, true remembrance, true alignment, true knowing. Very powerful offering. They're saying because of our readiness, we have offered this to ourselves. So we choose to say yes. And so it is. So thank you. Thank you, one and all.